Okay, it's Sunday. She's at her computer right now, looking at something.
Hey, Cher, what are you looking at?
What?
What are you looking at?
You now.
So you want to come in and do this?
Oh.
I hope you heard that. Oh. She, I can't tell you how good it makes me feel that you are so enthused about doing this. Go! Nice. I think you like that. I think you like running in with that, don't you?
It's the funnest part of the show.
Is it? Hold on here. Let's see here. Do the headphones. Do your headphones. Let me get things right here. Oh, I didn't mean to start that, but I think that was God stepping in and saying, start your damn podcast there. Welcome to Gang of Two, a hilarious look at coupledom.
From a couple of dumbs.
Okay, I'm going to try to get you to talk a little louder today. Just today.
I can do that.
No, that's... it doesn't... what am I going to do with you anyway? Anyway, guys, welcome to Gang of Two. It is Mother's Day.
Mother.
As we are recording this, obviously, this posts every Monday. Thanks to everybody who subscribes.
Thank you.
Downloads it especially.
Thank you.
That means a lot. Let's dedicate today's show to our neighbor...
Who is a mother?
She is a mother.
She's a mother.
We forgot to tell her Happy Mother's Day
today.
We just whatever.
We're jerks.
We're assholes.
And she was with one of her sons, too.
Yeah.
We are idiots.
Usually, you know, we talk a lot about people on this show that we know. And sometimes I'm concerned about that because sometimes I'm, you know, it's almost like, gosh, I don't want to say something to upset anybody.
Yeah.
That's never our intention at all.
Well, not always.
It does kind of give you a little powerful feeling, though, doesn't it?
No, I mean...
Seriously, it kind of gives you a little bit of a powerful feeling.
Rant, or... Yeah, vent.
Vent, yeah, there's a lot of that. But we don't have a lot of complaining to do.
No.
The people that we would complain about would never listen to this show anyway.
Right.
But our neighbor, Kama, she stopped us in the hallway today.
She did.
And said, what has a girl got to do to get the name on the show here?
And I told her she had to die.
Uh-huh. And that's pretty much, she goes, you talk about Chris. Well, Chris died.
Chris died.
So, unfortunately, it's very sad.
Oh, it's horrible.
But
so, Kama, we don't want you to die.
No, we don't want you to die.
I just
want
to be clear on that.
But we're going to dedicate today's show to you, Kama.
Yes.
Happy Mother's Day, Kama.
Happy.
I hope you had a good time. And
I hope the show is halfway decent.
We hope so. We hope that this does something today. All right. Let's see here. Before we catch up on some stuff, let me see if I got any house cleaning to do. This is what you do on radio, Sherry. I don't know if you know this or not, but I'm a professional.
You are. You should think about doing this for a living.
Uh-huh. I should think about it. We're all jacked up on coffee and pretty much shame right now.
Shame.
We'll get into that here as we do a little catching up. What do you say? This is the portion of the show where we go over what we've done so far in the week. Once again, we're recording on a Sunday. I'm already being called out by some of our listeners that says, why don't you keep bitching about it? Why don't you record on Thursday like you say you're going to, so you can have a weekend to yourself?
Yeah. Well, this Thursday we can't because it's our anniversary.
It is our anniversary.
Yeah.
It's going to be our 26th year anniversary on Thursday, and we don't have anything planned.
No, might go to lunch.
Are we doing anything over the weekend?
Friday, we're going to dinner.
Where are we going?
Lark.
Oh, I forgot. Yes, we're going to Lark. One of our favorite restaurants in town.
John Sundstrom.
Yep. So shout out to John. We look forward to going over there. It's fun. 26 years of marriage, and that is what we'll be doing. But what do we do this week? Well, let's see here. Well, before we get to that, let people know what's on today's show. I've already screwed up everything.
It's okay. It's good.
That's all the caffeine. I'm a little jittery.
Yeah.
Today we're going to talk about if I need a hobby or not. I have to talk to you about something.
Okay.
Because I'm starting to feel weird about stuff. Also, there's a story that made me concerned about something that I did to you. It's a story in the news, and it made me wonder, I really fucked up. And it's something that I've thought about ever since we've been married.
Really?
And we're going to talk about that coming up. Plus, you have an idea for a TV show we're going to discuss.
Yes. Yeah, I think we should put it into development.
And should Caitlyn Jenner pose on the Sports Illustrated cover. You're looking at me like you don't know anything about this.
No, I don't.
I'm going to bring this up to you in a minute.
Okay.
Okay. But before we do that, how about a quick review? I'm not so sure if I read this review or not. It says
it's the same review. We just gave one.
It might be. This might be the same review. I don't know what it. Let's see here. What is the? I think we may have read this one already. Does this sound familiar? This is off of iTunes, a 5-star review, which all of them have been 5 stars,
nice.
By the way. Thank you very much for taking the time to review.
Yeah,
well,
no
not
kidding.
A lot of people do that.
Yeah,
I know
no
that
kidding.
iTunes and people ask you for that. Hey, could you review our product?
Yeah.
But I'm very happy that you guys have done so. We really appreciate it. This is truly my favorite podcast, it says. This is from JMB. Does that sound familiar?
I think they make stereos.
It says, this is truly my favorite podcast. Thank you very much, JMB. It's very refreshing to hear what it's like to be in love with your best friend.
Oh.
Terry and Cher are great influence on me and my wife. Did I read that one already?
I don't know.
I'm not sure. Anyway, those reviews are coming in, and we really appreciate you guys doing
thank
that.
You.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Something happened.
Man.
That was pretty funny, I thought. We gave away the thing last show for the rubber band.
Rubber band man. That's it.
Why did you stop saying it?
Because it's awful.
What are you doing with your feet there?
I'm massaging.
The woman who won, I had to reach out after we selected her name. I asked for her then address and everything else. And she said, could you do me a favor? Could you guys autograph the rubber band strap thing?
Yes.
I said, no problem. We get that. I get that request a lot.
Yeah.
You know, throughout my life.
Yeah.
But you, this is the first time anybody's really asked you for your autograph.
Well, second.
Really? When was the first time?
We were at a comedy club in Jacksonville. You were doing stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
And afterwards, some guy had a hat and he knew I was your wife. I'm like, I was so taken aback. I misspelled my name.
Did you really?
I did. I think I put 2 R's in Cherry.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's hilarious. I'm sorry to hear that.
That's right. But it's, so.
No. But you, the person asked for your autograph.
Yes.
And when I asked Cherry to sign this thing, to come in here and sign it, she kind of freaked out a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm going to post the picture of her signing it.
No.
It's just your hands. It's just your hands on our Facebook page. For those of you who can see the real first official signing. Because last time you got it just for being at a comedy club.
Right.
This time, you are a viable act now. Did you know that?
No. I did not know.
You have longevity in this.
What does a girl got to do to be inviable?
Whatever it is, you've done it. That's for sure. But yes, so you signed your first autograph, and it took a while to talk you into doing it. It was weird because no one else was around. You hemmed and hawed. You complained and everything
it was
else.
Just, it was awkward.
And then I talked about it on the Lex and Terry show the next day, and the poor chick who, she goes, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to offend Cherry.
I wasn't offended at all. It was just awkward.
It is definitely awkward.
Yeah.
It is a weird thing, but get ready for more of that because this shows, you heard the review? People are going to want you to sign things.
Oh, yeah.
It's fun to me. It's all right. No, we appreciate.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if I am not upset with her at all, it's just it was a situation I was in that I don't.
She's not comfortable with.
Yeah.
You're not comfortable with it at all, but you did it, and we have proof of it. And then I also got you to sign a bumper sticker because I sent her a bumper sticker of the show.
Oh, that's right.
I had like 5 bumper stickers made. She has one of them.
4 to go.
Well, I put one on the book.
Okay.
So now we got 3. We have 3 bumper stickers. And they're not even bumpers because they're kind of big. You got to have to be a big bumper. Anyway, I'm very happy to announce to the world. The world needs to know this. I am now mump and measles free.
Yes. And you already are free, rubella.
Yes, it made me weird because we do the show here from Seattle. In Washington, measles are a big thing right now.
Yeah,
they're all over the place.
Yeah, so you can see them. They're just crawling around.
So I went to my doctor. I messaged my doctor. And I said, "What do I need to do? Because I don't know if I've ever had the measles or if I've ever vaccinated.
Yeah,
I could ask my brother and sister, but they wouldn't know.
No,
my parents died when I was fairly young.
You killed them.
I was Probably. I was at an age where you don't ask things like that. I was at the age where you're invincible and you think that everything's taken care of.
Sure.
So I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to the doctor. They said, you could take a blood test. A simple blood test will tell you if you have, what is it, measles, mumps, or what's the one that, rubella?
Gonorrhea.
No.
Oh.
What is it? Rubella?
Rubella, yeah.
Okay, what is rubella? What is that?
I don't know. You told me it was...
Oh, that's right. It's the German version of the measles, which is way less, like, annoying, if you could say that. The symptoms and everything else are way less than the American measles.
Yeah.
But they made sure that you had, before you went to school, you had to be vaccinated against rubella.
Mm, right.
So I guess I was vaccinated against rubella, but I was never vaccinated against mumps or measles.
Shouldn't it be geasels then?
Geasels?
German measles.
Geasels, yes.
What, that makes more sense than rubella.
So we'll call them geasels for now.
Okay.
So I am not, I cannot catch geasels.
Right. You're covered with the geasels.
Uh-huh.
And the measles.
And the now I'm with the measles. However, it was really strange because I it wasn't a deal. I had no idea. And I was driving home from getting the blood test or finding out. Once I found out about the blood test, my initial reaction was, did my parents care about me at all?
Yes, they did.
Really? Seriously? I don't know if I had chicken pox. I don't know if I had any of this stuff.
Maybe. Your mom was ahead of her time. Or not ahead, but...
That's not ahead of the time. That's that's actually being...
She was... No, maybe. She thought...
Thought what?
She was doing you a favor by not doing it.
You don't do it for yourself. You do it for everybody else around you, too.
Well.
Yes, exactly. It's so you don't contaminate other people.
Well, she's dead, so you can't even be mad at her. So don't be mad at her.
Listen, I'm still mad at her for a lot of things, and she's dead.
Oh.
I shouldn't say that on Mother's Day.
You shouldn't.
What a dick.
Of all days.
I'm a shitty son.
You are. No, you're not.
But I am saying this on Mother's Day. Mom, send me a message. Send me a sign that you actually cared about me. Because mumps and measles are something that most people have been vaccinated against. Most people have.
Yeah.
Especially my age.
Yeah.
And I wasn't vaccinated.
Why don't you ask your brothers and sisters?
Like I said, they don't pay attention to me.
Not for you, themselves. Maybe.
Yeah.
That might be a good indication of whether...
You're right.
She individually hated you or she hated all of you.
Yeah. I already do this stuff about, I was asking my brothers, before Mick died, and also Jack is still obviously around, thank God, and Shannon.
Yeah.
You kind of watch them from afar and say... Huh, am I going to have heart problems?
Yeah, sure.
Am I going to be nutty? Am I going to be...
Oh, looking at you, Jack.
No, you kind of wonder, and that is not the right thing to do. Even though we have DNA, similar shared DNA,
right?
It doesn't mean that I'm going to have all of that stuff.
No, because not only is it genetics, but the environment is just as...
There's a lot of that, too, I guess, and what you've done in the past and all that stuff. But you never know. But there's a lot of that stuff that is genetic, and it's sad. It's sad to know that maybe you didn't get the luck of the draw.
Yeah.
You know, with you, I mean, you're the women in your family live forever.
Yeah. Sorry.
You might be 100,000 years old by the time it's
said. I hope not.
Well, like I said, I have to live 15 minutes longer than you.
Okay,
that's the goal. Let's see here. What else did we do? We went to a birthday party for a one-year-old yesterday.
Yes, we did.
Our cousin,
mm-hmm.
Tyler, and his beautiful wife, Lindsay. They had a baby a year ago. His name is Jack.
Different Jack.
Little Jack is so cute.
Mm-hmm.
And they came to... Time to give gifts.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Sherry spent a lot of time. She likes giving gifts. She is a gift giver.
I really like rapping.
Yes. Go ahead, do some.
Yeah. Hip, hop, hilly, bop, bop, bop.
That's not rapping. Bop, de, bop, bop is not
rapping. That's. I said I like it. I didn't say I was good at it.
But Sherry, she wanted a house one time. This is like 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
I don't know.
You said that I want a house with a wrapping station in it.
Yes, yeah.
Where you can put all your wrapping paper.
Yes, all set up, and then
I started looking at you guys, and I immediately looked at you and said, You don't give gifts. You're not, not a real big gift giver. But when you do, right. you take time wrapping it.
Yes.
You look out. You search out great wrapping paper. Mm-hmm. You really like doing it. You take your time. You can't see where the tape is.
Right.
I mean, you're crazy like
that. It's a little bit of an art.
And I will say this. Most people, when you give them gifts, like our friend Amanda and everything, they notice. They
yeah.
go, whoa, look at how this is.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah.
So you are very artistic when it comes to wrapping paper.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is true proof that we should not and do not have children.
Right.
Because Sherry bought the kid a little cool little Adidas.
Tracksuit.
Little pants, little top. It's kind of it's a bluish, brownish camo, blackish, blue, black, whatever.
With the Adidas stripes down
the Adidas stripe. But it's not shoulders. Like a real camo. But it's blue and it has that funky kind of print.
It's very cool. I wish I had one.
Well, we could get you one. But it's super cool.
Yep.
So you decided, well, we can't just give him the tracksuit. We have to give him a hat that goes with it.
A flat brim hat.
And then, of course, some shell-toed Adidas superstars.
Yeah.
Now, one of the three things actually fits the kid.
You think the hat's too big, too?
Hat's way too big.
Yeah.
They looked at it, went, that ain't gonna, they just immediately kind of stuck it to the side and went, yeah, that'll get a fit.
She can take that back to Nordstrom, too.
Yeah.
That was the smallest hat they had.
I know. And then the shoes that came seriously look like a teenager's shoes.
Yeah.
And then when the kid, they picked the kid up at 1 year old, and Sherry and I looked at each other. We both had the same thought at the party. We look at the kid's feet, and then we look at each other and go, there's no way.
Those shoes.
You could fit 30 of that kid's feet in these shoes.
In my defense, when I ordered them, I ordered shoes for 18 months old,
mm-hmm.
and that's what were sent.
I think you got 18-year-old shoes.
I know. It looks like it.
They're giant. Even the mom held them up and put them up against her feet, and it looked like she could fit in.
Almost would have fit her.
And not only that, they don't tie. They're the kind with the
Velcro
thing.
Yeah.
And they're way too big of shoes to have Velcros, which means to me, not only did you insult them with the size of the shoe, you also insulted them that their kid might be a little slow. Doesn't have any motor skills to tie the shoes. You're one of those kids. So good job.
Well, she can return them.
Okay.
I told her she could exchange them.
It really stood out. Sherry and I showed each other a lot of, you know, when you're married for such a long time, you can just look at each other and you know what each other are thinking. We had a lot of conversations telepathically yesterday at the birthday party. Like,
yeah.
Dear Lord.
And the wrapping paper. Let's talk about the wrapping paper.
Yeah. That's right. Tell them.
It had rappers' faces on it.
Because, you know, the thing is kind of a street,
an
urban theme, like hip-hop type of, here you go.
So there was, let's see, there was Snoop was on there,
mm-hmm.
Tupac was on there, Jay-Z was on there.
Mm-hmm.
Who am I forgetting?
On the wrapping paper. There are a few others.
Their faces. It was just their faces.
Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne was on there.
Yeah.
Now.
And if you can picture that at a one-year-old birthday party. Oh, one of them, Snoop,
yes,
I think, had a joint in his mouth.
And you still wrapped it and then took it to the one-year anniversary.
And it just so happened that that particular face was smack
right
dab
up front.
Center on top of the gift.
Right up front, Snoop with weed
with
and smoking weed. Gee.
You know what, though?
Who here gave this present? It's got to be the one with no kids, because I think you and I were the only people there with no children.
Yeah, I think you're right. We were only there because we were family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was all their kids and everything
your
else.
Friends.
But
and
anyway, let's see here. What else? Oh, we are watching a series now on Netflix, and it is called Huge in Paris.
Oh, yeah.
I watched the entire season in one night while you were asleep in bed. I stayed up all night. Now, it's 7 episodes, I believe. And they're anywhere from a half hour to 25 minutes long, the episodes are. So it wasn't that long of a thing.
Yeah.
But I watched the whole thing, and I fell in love with it. So I said, you have to watch this. So you and I are watching it again.
Yeah.
And we're going to watch the last 3 episodes tonight.
Yes.
It's
pretty good.
It gives so many twists and turns.
I know.
People need to watch Huge in Paris. You haven't even seen what's about to happen. It's like 5 shows in one.
Yeah.
The first show is, it just starts off like a sitcom. Then it starts to get really weird and funny as hell. And all the jokes are so subtle.
Yeah.
There's a guy that plays, if you watch this, people, it's called Huge in Paris.
Right.
It's about a stand-up comedian who's big in Paris, comes to America.
And I think he really is.
He really is. His name's Gad something or other.
Yeah.
He's huge in Paris, and he comes to America to take care of his child. He wants to be in this child's life who's now 15 years old, and he's like wants to be a high-fashion runway model.
Yeah.
Everything is hilarious about it.
It is funny.
The inside jokes about Hollywood, about social media, about everything. They're so subtle and so damn funny.
Yeah.
You have to watch this show, people.
It is pretty funny.
And you have not even seen the twist yet. It takes on a whole nother thing.
God.
It turns into a series of stuff that I think you're actually going to love.
Nice. All
so right. So it's that. And one other quick thing, the hummingbird flew in the house. Sherry wasn't here, but the hummingbird flew in the house.
He survived. What did you do? What happened, Terry?
It was not Shug.
Tell everybody what happened.
What do you mean?
Well,
I did. You left the door open.
Well,
first
no, I know, but can I just say that we did get a bird in the house last year sometime?
Yeah.
You were gone, remember?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I handled it differently than you did.
Well, go ahead.
Well, I tried to get it out of the house and stayed in the house until I made sure it was out.
Well, that was, first of all, that was the most tame bird. That was Shug.
Yeah.
Who was in the house before. This was one I'd never seen before.
Oh.
This was a guy bird. He had a black head.
Oh.
And all that. So I just hit it with a broom and knocked
it out. You did not.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's dead now.
It's dead.
We put him in the soup.
Stepped on it, stomped on it.
You've heard of hummingbird cake?
Yeah. That's
There's
what it is.
Hummingbird soup.
That's what we did. We made hummingbird soup with it.
Yeah.
You got yours out of the house when I was gone.
Mm-hmm.
This, I tried to get out and it just wouldn't go.
And
I was making him panic. So I shut all the doors inside the house, so like the bathroom door and the other bedrooms and all that, to make sure it couldn't go anywhere else.
Yeah.
And I would left. I figured, I hope it finds its way out. And then I was so nervous when I opened the door going, okay, what's going to happen? What's
hopefully it doesn't fly into the hallway. And oh, God.
And the first thing I did was look on the ground and hope it wasn't dead. And so it made its way out and found its way out eventually. So I think either way, I know you tried to throw me under the bus here, but either way, I think I handled it with less stress on the bird
than you did.
You
probably did.
So who's a better bird person?
Me.
No, not at all.
Yep.
I guess that means it's time to start talking about the stuff we told people we were going to talk about today.
Okay.
I guess this would be the content of the show now that we wasted 20 minutes.
Was that 20 minutes?
That was 20 minutes, Sherry. I didn't think our life was even 20 minutes of excitement.
It's not.
It really isn't.
We're just stretching it out.
Mm-hmm. So let's start off with where I think I screwed up and I might want to redo and I need to talk to you about this. I read this article. What are those rooms they have where you go in and you try to find the key? What are they called? Safe rooms?
Escape rooms.
Escape room.
Which I so want to do.
I know you want to do it. So I was reading this story and it came along with a video and it was about a guy and his girlfriend in an escape room. And they're looking all over and, you know, have the cameras on you and everything in there. And he had hidden an engagement ring in there.
Oh.
And then he proposed to her on camera at the escape room.
Oh.
It was really cool. Made me think about the way I proposed to you.
There's nothing wrong with it.
It was more of an escape the way I proposed to you, not a room.
You just wanted it over with.
No, I had the ring in my pocket for a while. Not just like in a while that day, but I was waiting for the exact moment. First of all, when we got married, I didn't have any means to, no money.
Neither of us did.
You know, I didn't have any, I couldn't have pulled anything like that off, even whatever it took. I can't believe I even got, and thank God you wanted a ring that wasn't like $1 billion.
Yeah. Why would you do that?
You know?
It wasn't a bad ring. I mean, I have.
No,
I think
it's a beautiful ring, but.
And I think it's probably worth more now.
Yeah, who knows?
Back then, vintage or estate pieces weren't really in style, and now
are they something? Are
more
they in
so.
Style now?
Yeah, I mean, they were really hot. But
no, people comment on your ring a lot. They think it's pretty, but I've always wanted to get you a different wedding ring. I've always wanted to do that, but you're not that type of girl. You know, you're not. I pay attention to you, and I know that you're not that type of girl that wants a big honking diamond, even though they're beautiful.
Yeah.
And You're just not that type of chick.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, do you even have a ring on? You've got a, you just got a wedding band. We bought a gold band for you.
Yeah.
That you wear to the gym and all that.
Yeah.
You know, and it's weird. And I like wearing my wedding ring, but I've gone through about 30 of them. I lose them.
I know.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. It's, what's up with that?
I don't know. My point is I really think that I did you a disservice, because when girls are around with their friends and they start talking about proposals and what their boyfriend did or is going to do, and they have these, you know, and this is something I didn't take into consideration, because, you know, it's all about me, and that's the way my life has always been. And to me, it's what's the least path of resistance. For anything, even in college,
you're lazy. They're not lazy.
I didn't really, as a younger guy, I didn't challenge myself too much. Only I learned out that the things that I enjoy come with their own set of challenges, which I had to step up and do. You know.
Yeah.
But I got into this profession because it sounded fun and kind of easy. I also knew you could make some money at it if you were good. It seemed easy to me.
Yeah.
You know,
maybe easy for you, but it's not easy.
The point being is that I had this ring in my pocket, and you and I had gone out to eat pizza or something. And then we got home to your apartment.
Yeah.
And we pulled up next to a trash dumpster filled with trash.
So we're in the dumpster.
No, we're not in the dumpster, but I sat there we're sitting in the car, and it hit me at that moment. The light hit you and the eyes or something like that. I went, oh God, I love this chick.
I have to
do this right now.
Oh.
And you said yes. And obviously we've been married for a while.
But you know what? Here's the thing. You're being rough on yourself. It never used to be a thing.
Yeah. Now even asking somebody to a prom is an event. If it doesn't go viral, you haven't done it right.
Yeah.
But I feel like I let you down. I feel that I didn't do the right thing.
Nobody's doing it for one. No.
Now, you and I did get, we renewed our vows at Vegas. That was fun. Just as a joke.
Yeah.
And it wasn't really a joke to me. It was fun.
Aww.
And my buddy Eddie.
Was there.
Eddie, rest in peace, Eddie.
Yeah.
Eddie, I asked him to be the best man, and he was like, oh my God, I can't believe
it. He took it very
seriously. Oh, he took it serious.
Even though it was an Elvis chapel.
Elvis chapel with an Elvis impersonator marrying us. And
awesome.
He stood there with the ring, and he did the whole thing, stood stoically, you know, just like ready to... It was so funny.
It was awesome.
So there was that. That was fun to do. That was like...
It was fun.
But I still think that I owe you. I owe you maybe a nicer, not a big... junky ring or anything, but kind of a cool ring.
You know what it will take in its place?
What?
A paid off mortgage.
I can't do that right now. If I could do that, I wouldn't be married.
Hey.
No.
What?
So I feel like I kind of owe you one.
Nah.
And are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Why? What? Is there something coming after this?
No. I'm not going to propose to you on this thing.
No, not propose. I just thought maybe there was some, you know.
Although that wouldn't be a bad idea.
Or something.
That wouldn't be a bad idea. Proposing to you again on this.
No, don't do that.
Go no, on. I would never do that. That's cheesy. It really is cheesy. No, I wouldn't do that. However, I do feel like I owe you a little bit. And that's something that's been bothering me for a long time when I see people going out. And you did put it into perspective for me that it wasn't such a big thing when,
nobody was
26 years ago.
No. So chillax.
All right. Caitlyn Jenner is going to pose nude on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Completely nude?
Well, I'm sure that she'll be covering her... This sounds weird. I'm sure she'll be covering her dick.
Well, that's...
And boobs.
That's stupid, because that's the only place... That's the only thing all of us want to see is that area. Right? I mean, we've seen boobs. I don't... whatever is going on there... I mean, does he... She is... What's... with the situation, whatever it is, we're all curious. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously, Sports Illustrated knows what they're doing. It's going to get everybody talking about it.
Yeah.
It's controversial.
Yeah. And I bet her boobs are stellar.
But here's my problem with it. My problem is she's 60.
Yeah.
Over 60.
Right. Yeah.
God, probably 70. Let me ask Siri. Let's see. How old is Caitlyn Jenner?
The answer is about 139 years squared.
You fucking idiot. It says Lucy. How old? Here we go. Here. How old is Caitlyn Jenner?
Caitlyn Jenner is 69.
Of course. Yeah. Of course she is.
Oh, God.
So who wants to see a naked 69-year-old, whether it's a guy or a girl or a shim or whatever you call Why?
Yeah, I'll tell you why is because at least it's pretty fresh and new because that work is.
However,
you know,
the boobs are like you said, they're fresh and new, and right. I'm sure they're pert.
Right.
But the balls aren't.
Yeah. Well, are they still there? See, this is what we all want to know.
Cher, I believe that Caitlyn Jenner did not get that done to her.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Yeah. I'm not 100% sure, but I believe that Caitlyn still has the junk.
Yeah.
I'm not sure,
yeah,
to be honest, but you're right. That's the only thing people want to see.
Right.
But I don't want to see a 69, 70-year-old nude anything.
Yeah.
Anything.
Right.
Yeah. I don't like, you know, I don't like.
There'll be a lot of photoshopping.
Yeah. And what's that going to do? That's just going to make everybody who's 69 or 70 years old feel bad about themselves.
That's true.
God dang. So be on the lookout for that, everybody. That's going to be fun to see. Another thing I wanted to talk to you real quick about was I'm starting to feel like I might need a hobby.
Hobby.
Yes.
So this doesn't qualify?
Yeah. And that's one of the things. I'm starting to feel much like I lost out in proposing to you and doing something else. I see all these people that are out, you know, guys my age, ride bikes, jogging, going out with their buddies, doing things. I have very few friends.
Yeah.
And the friends that I have don't live near me.
Yeah.
And my schedule doesn't allow me to do a lot of things like that.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm missing something.
Do you?
And I don't know what it is.
Well, I have to say, I love hanging out with you.
Oh, God, yes.
I also enjoy going out with my grills.
And I love it when you go out with your grills.
Yeah, it's just fun. It's a nice change of pace.
For sure.
To hang out with, you know, women.
Yeah.
We have things in common.
I think I'll hang out with some women.
I think that you could enjoy the same if you hung out with, you know, some guys.
Yeah, but
that
you know
liked.
What? But there's so many. I don't know what it is. I just want, and it doesn't have to be to hang out with other guys. I want to do something. In fact, you were talking about how you're going to go with your girls to a weekend away somewhere. I don't know where, but you're going. I think that I might want to do something that weekend.
Nice.
I think it might be. I'm going to be on the lookout to see if there's a seminar that I can take.
Oh.
Or something like that.
Yeah. Or you could go see Rick or something.
You know what? No, but you know what I kind of want to do? I kind of want to do one of these things where you don't talk for a few days.
I thought you'd probably want to do that with me.
Did you snort? Did it again. But yeah, I'm just throwing this out there. If any of you people have any ideas for me, because what I love doing, and it's weird because I think that a lot of men or women have these side interests because the rest of their life doesn't necessarily fulfill them.
Mm-hmm.
Their job isn't what they love. They have a job that they're good at and they've studied, but it's not, their job doesn't define who they are. Now for me, I love this. I love the podcast. I love the radio show. I love writing. I love that type of stuff.
Yeah.
To me, that's maybe just a weekend of that.
Yeah.
You know, going somewhere where it's real quiet and working on something.
Why don't you take a page from Conan? You know, Conan Needs a Friend.
Mm-hmm.
You could do a segment, Terry Needs a Hobby.
Okay.
And people come on and they pitch you on a hobby idea.
Okay. So, well, we're going to do that right now. If you would like to pitch me on a hobby idea,
mm-hmm.
okay, just a hobby idea,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You can make it as funny as you want or make it more realistic as you want. But personally, I'd like to know. I really feel like I'm missing something.
Oh.
So if somebody can do that, leave it in voicemail form at 805-203-0037. And whatever we get, we will play on our next show.
Perfect.
And we'll discuss the hobbies for me on the very next show.
Amongst yourselves.
Amongst us. We'll see what you think, because, you know, you have a very good vision of me and you know me very well and you know what I would be interested in or not interested in.
Yeah.
So I think that it would be pretty fun. We'll see what happens. But I do feel like I need to do something for myself.
Yeah. All right. And, yeah, you should.
I think I need to. And it's not because I'm, like you said, bored with you by any means.
Right.
But I'm going to use the fact when you're gone as a at least a weekend just to do. Even if it's just to go to a coffee shop and write all day, I don't care what it is.
Yeah.
But I kind of would like to go to some sort of seminar somewhere, but I don't want to have to hop on a plane or anything.
Yeah. There's probably plenty of things around here.
Yeah, maybe there is. I'm going to start looking into that. But once again, please, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a hobby idea for me, something that you think, and if you know me fairly well, you know, I like the spirituality stuff. I like stuff like that. So if you come up with an idea, please call it. You have all week to do it, okay? You have all week to do it. So call 805-203-0037. Leave your name, where you're calling from, and what hobby idea you'd like to pitch me, and maybe I'll do it. Maybe I'll get it going. Thanks again, everybody, for listening to today's podcast. We appreciate you subscribing. That's kind of a big deal, by the way, the subscribe.
It is. You guys are a big deal. Like Ron Burgundy. You don't remember from his movie?
Yeah.
Okay. He introduces himself. Pat, I don't know if you know this or not. I'm kind of a big deal.
Oh, or like Ron Burgundy, who has a podcast, which, by the way.
Oh.
Which, if I read the reviews for that.
It's not good, is it?
Doesn't sound good. And I love Will Ferrell.
I do too.
And I love that character.
Yeah.
I'm afraid to listen to the podcast because of the reviews.
Yeah.
I'm looking at this thing going, oh my God, do I really want to? Because I don't want to be disappointed. I don't want that. I think it will ruin the movies for me.
Yeah.
Once again, our t-shirts are for sale.
Nice.
If you want to go to our Facebook page, there's a link to the Terry and Sherry store, where you and I do come up with t-shirt ideas from time to time.
Yes.
And a lot of them aren't about our show or anything. But there is the Have a Nice Day t-shirt, which is my favorite. People are loving it. You can buy that right there. And that does help offset some of the cost to this program.
There you go.
And on the next show, I want to talk to you about a possible live broadcast in front of an audience.
Oh, God.
If you didn't like autographing, how would you feel about that? Don't answer it. You are about to. Okay, well, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Hate.
Looks like I got some work to do, guys. All right. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.